or tape CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2014 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Tuesday afternoon, December the 30th, 2014. Carl W. Todd is the speaker of the afternoon teaching on Genesis Curses.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
I've never made this point, but I'm going to. God did not tell Eve that. He told Adam that. Now, Adam probably had to tell Eve about it. And he had a fear that she might touch it. So he said, and don't even touch it. That's what she repeated to the serpent. But men have anger issues, and it came right there in the garden. Now, you can look at this two ways. The man said, the woman you gave me, she made me eat it. Or, as we do sometimes when we fall short, we blame God. He said, the woman you gave me. See? Anger at God, anger at the woman. And he's blaming her. He was right there with her. I think he was probably curious to see if she would drop dead. After all, if you eat of it, you shall surely die. He probably wondered if that would really happen. But he didn't stop her from eating it. So who knows what he thought. That's just my thought. I bet he wondered if she was going to drop me. I know he didn't want her to. He loved her. Okay. So blame came in. And then he said to the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me. I mean, we got the blame game going on. He said it was her. She said it was it. So see, that's where blame comes in. Now we're all born with this thing to blame somebody else for what we did. We're going to get rid of that. Okay. Now the curses come in because they disobeyed God. In 14, it said, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Well, what are we made of? And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, remember the other night, Brother Pittman read the scriptures out of Revelation where it was given to him, Satan, to war with the church, the saints of God. That's us. When he said, I'm going to put enmity between thee and the woman, he's talking about his church and her seed and your seed. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. It occurred to me when I studied this even closer, I wonder if we really, as women, were supposed to be able to conceive every month. Because he's going to multiply. This is the curse. He's going to multiply her conception. I don't know. All I know is I had 3 babies in 3 years, and that was not good. I used to joke, people having trouble, come sit on our bed. You will surely get pregnant. Okay, so he's going to multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. Now, all I ever wanted to do is get married and have babies. But I see on TV these Westerns where they're hanging onto the headboard. And I'm thinking, Man, I don't know if I want to have a baby or not. That looks terrible. But guess what? When I was pregnant and thinking about that childbirth, I recalled, you know, how the Holy Ghost will bring to your remembrance when you have need of it. The same day I said, I'm going to punch Eve in the nose. Okay, Lord, forgive me. I would have eaten. I would have eaten from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We all would have. None of us could have, you know, withstood that temptation because he's very sly. Okay, so after I repented for saying that about Eve, I said, but Lord, what am I supposed to do with all this pain I'm going to have to experience? I don't want that. I don't like pain. The scripture came to me that he became the curse. And then it was like, wait a minute. Jesus, you became the curse. That curse was on me, but you became the curse. You took that for me. And that was so real to me. I said, Lord, thank you that you suffered the pain that was supposed to be to me. You suffered it on the cross so I wouldn't have to. And I had three babies with no pain. That's a real thing. We're going to break the curse on the woman. And I have a teaching that is all about breaking the curse on the woman that covers everything that women are cursed with. So you can order that. I don't know if that one is on the website yet, but you think so? Okay. Well, that would be worth getting, ladies. Because it has to do with menopause and all those awful things that come to women. We can break that curse. Okay, then it says, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. That's where that came in. That's where man wants to rule over woman. Right there. See the curse? Genesis curses. We had nothing to do with it. We were born. They were born in us. Okay. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. Whoa. There it is. You know how many women I hear that my husband won't listen to a thing I say. Well, there it is. He said, because you have hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and right there, men say, I'm never listening to anything my wife says. Look at the trouble that got mankind into. Closing their ears to the woman. Because thou hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it thou wast taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. See, it was never meant for us to have to, it was never meant for man to have to work by the sweat of his brow. They had it made in the garden. All they had to do was take care of the garden. All they had to do was pluck the beautiful fruit and eat the beautiful vegetables. So we're going to break that curse off of the man. You know, Adam and Eve lost a whole lot of stuff. They forfeited our inheritance of the Garden of Eden. And so when Jesus came and restored us back to that original, that's what restored means, back to the original state. That's where we should be, in that original state that Adam and Eve were created in. So we have Adam anger and Eve anger, and we have the curse on the woman and her seed. Listen, he didn't know who that woman was either. Satan hates all women because she can reproduce. He can't. She can reproduce. That's why he hates her seed. And also because the seed of the woman would become the bride of Christ. The woman is the church, the bride of Christ. So all the seed in the church he hates, male and female. So he hates the seed of the woman. You'll remember in Exodus 1:17, Pharaoh declared all Hebrew male babies to be killed at birth. In Jesus' day, Herod had all the male babies 2 years and under killed. Moses was hidden, remember? So there's also a curse. I call it the curse of the firstborn. Exodus 13:1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn. Whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine. Do you hear that? That's a special birth, that firstborn that openeth the womb. And God said, it is mine. So, which one do you think Satan really wants? The firstborn. In the Hebrews, that was the one who received the blessing. Okay? How many firstborns do we have in here? Okay? We're going to break that curse of the firstborn. Again, in Exodus 13:12-13, that thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the male shall be the Lord's. And every firstling of an ass that thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck, and all the firstborn of man among thy children shalt thou redeem. Again, Numbers 3:13, because all the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine shall they be, I am the Lord. So that's why Satan wants that firstborn. Let me just break that right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break the curse of the firstborn that came upon firstborn males and females because God said they are mine. And Satan, we know that's the one you want. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we break that curse off of every firstborn here that you will not have them. We declare they will be the blessed as stated in the Word of God. Now bless the firstborns right now, all the firstborns in here, in Jesus' name. And you might want to do that in your family, you know, with your firstborn. I got to thinking about my own family. My daddy was the firstborn in his family. He was born illegitimately. Then the firstborn in the family that I grew up in, my oldest brother, the firstborn, he was called in, he had a radical salvation experience, felt called into the ministry, went to a Methodist seminary, and they just put out his fire. They took all the spiritual stuff out of him and filled him with philosophy to the point when he went to seminary, I was jealous because I had just been newly saved and I wanted to learn. I wanted to learn about God. I wanted to learn so that I could help other people. And then he went to seminary and I went to my word and God taught me. I didn't learn anything in seminary. I have a high school education, that's it. But God taught me from the word and he got taught by man and it just squelched him. He was a successful pastor, you know, but he never entered into the deeper things of God. He never was baptized in the Holy Ghost. He never was able to, because of what he was taught, Christians can't have demons. Well, you know, before he got saved, a lot of things he was delivered from through his salvation. Not really delivered, this is the way I know it works. Okay, he had vices that were destroying his life. Things he was born with, plus some of his own that he got involved with. So he has this great salvation experience. Well, all those demons, when the presence of God came in, they couldn't rule him anymore. But they were there. So you got to cast those spirits out. Okay? So the presence of God, He wasn't doing any of those things. Well, after some years, slacking off on reading his Bible and praying and things, those demons started popping back up one by one. And his end was worse than his beginning. That's why I love deliverance. Let's get rid of those things.
Amen.
Let's get rid of those. Jesus provided a way for those things to be cast out of us.
Amen.
Those grave clothes to be torn off of us so that we can be, the sanctification is part of the sanctification process, getting rid of these things. You know, one of my sons was very rebellious, and he has spent time, I've lost track of the time. He's in jail right now. But, and I'm asking God to lose the key until he is ready to surrender and live the life that God purposed him to live. He's got a strong call on his life. That's why the devil wants to kill him. Okay, so, he'll come out of jail. He looks so bright, and, you know, he hadn't been able to smoke cigarettes, hadn't been able to drink, hadn't been able to look at pornography, hadn't been able to... See, when you're in jail, your demons are locked up, too. It's a bummer for the demons. But when you come out, party, party. Those things, you know, you got to get rid of those things.
Right.
Okay, and right now, in the name of Jesus, I want to give leave to the unholy angel that was appointed to you by Satan at your birth. God appoints angels? Well, so does he. Have we known about that? Well, we see in the cartoon the angel over here and the little devil over here. Well, that's what it is. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I give leave to every unholy angel that was appointed to all of these here and all of these that hear my voice. I give leave to that unholy angel that was appointed to you at birth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay. Now, this, let me see. Okay. We are done with the Genesis curses. Well, let me just stop and do that. I didn't know whether to hold all this till the end. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I break the curse that was placed on the woman. I break that curse right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that they will not have to have multiplied sorrow in childbirth. Lord, we thank you that you became the curse and you took the curse. And now, Lord, I just loose that from every woman here in Jesus' name. I bless them. In Jesus' name. I break the curse that was placed on the man that you have to work by the sweat of your brow. You will have to work, but it doesn't have to be a burden. You know, you can enjoy your work. If you see it as a mission field, you know, I was telling somebody here, they were upset with some things going on in their office, and Brother Mickey, he said the same thing that I told that guy. I thought, well, thank you, Lord. That's confirmation for him who hears it. It doesn't matter what else anybody else is doing on that job. You be the very best that you can be because you're an ambassador of Christ. Don't worry about, you know what God told me? Well, one time he told me when I was fussing about my husband, he said, hey, what I do with your husband is none of your business. I was like, whoa, okay. That shut me up. I don't fuss about that. I'll pray, but I don't gripe about what he is or isn't doing because he's God. Okay, so, let's see, I got off track with that. Where was I going? The curse of the man. I break the curse that came on man through Adam. I break it in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that they will find pleasure in their work and enjoy the fruits of their labor. I bless their hands. I bless their jobs in Jesus' name. Okay, another one I want to break is, if this describes you, go to LHBCOnline.com and find the teaching called Breaking the Curse of the Bastard. See, I'll tell you, that is a curse right now that is multiplying very quickly in our society. So many babies are being born illegitimately. And the danger with that is that in Deuteronomy 23:2, it says, a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his 10th generation. That is a 10 generation curse. That's 400 years if we say 40 years is a generation. 400 years. And you better know that probably just about all of us have that in our families. I remember Dr. Null talking about that one time, and he said, sometimes I'm kind of naive, but I was sitting out there and he said, and you know, we had a curse in our family. Every baby was born at 7 months. Well, I thought he meant premature birth. No, he's talking about they were all illegitimately conceived. Then they get married and 7 months later the baby's born. But this is the curse. This is the curse. When you have sexual relationships outside of the marriage, you better believe you're setting yourself up. And the problem with that is, in the Old Testament, they were literally not allowed to enter in when God's people came together. They could not be among them. They were even sent to another place to live called Ashdod. Excuse me. Ashdod means ravager, one who practices ravaging. Ravage means damage resulting from ravaging, to lay waste, plunder, destroy, ruin. Ravage suggests violent, often repeated or continuing depredation or destruction, looting, theft, tearing things up, letting things go to a ruin. That's a curse. Most people that have this curse in their life don't feel like they deserve anything good. That's why you can give them a brand new house and 6 months later it is trashed. That's part of that curse. You can give them a brand new car and it looks like a garbage can in 6 months. It causes a person not to take care of things because they don't feel like they deserve anything good. You feel like you're on the outside looking in. You never feel really a part. Or it can also, in this day and time, spiritually, it affects a person by causing them not to be interested in the things of God. So you see, all these children that are being born illegitimately are separated. There's a separation. And so they're never interested in the things of God, which causes them to be lawless and have no value of life. And with all of these babies being born illegitimately, I said this about 10 years ago, but we're already seeing it, an outbreak of evil. And it's just going to multiply and multiply because it just is going on and on and on. In the New Testament, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 8, I think that's right. I didn't have that in my notes. But you can be a spiritual bastard. Jerry talked about that. It says that God chastises those he loves. And if you are without chastisement, you're not a son, but a bastard. So, if you're not disciplined properly, if you don't get chastised by your mom and dad, you don't feel loved. Listen, discipline equals love to a child. If you don't discipline your children, they don't feel like you love them. And most of the time, they're cutting up just to see if you love them enough to make them stop it. It's important. Discipline. Sometimes it can have an effect on a person. Even if they are interested in the things of God, it's like they just can't reach God. There seems to be something holding them back. Sometimes it can cause a person not to be able to be baptized in the Holy Ghost because there's an antichrist spirit attached to it. It can keep you, can read the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible. You never understand it. It doesn't make any sense to you. You're bored with it, so you just quit reading it. But anyway, if you were born illegitimately, look that teaching up because it covers a lot of things. And then there's prayers at the end for deliverance for that. It can even come upon a person by an unwanted pregnancy. Even if the mom and dad are married and she just doesn't want to be pregnant, that spirit can come in. It's very common with children that are abandoned at birth or given up for adoption. Or sometimes you can have a mother and a daddy, but you're not nurtured properly. You weren't loved properly. Hebrews 12:5, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as sons, for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. So there's an Antichrist spirit there. And, you know, speaking of the Antichrist spirit, there's also Antichrist spirits that are in some of the churches that we were brought up in. Churches that deny parts of the Bible, that's an Antichrist spirit. Any doctrine that you were under that Jesus Christ is not the center of, and that the whole Bible is not preached, can have an Antichrist spirit. So here we all are today, but how many churches are represented here? How many denominations that have doctrines that could have Antichrist spirits? So we should renounce denominational doctrines. Renounce them. Ask God to forgive you for sitting under a denomination that possibly had Antichrist spirits in it. Because that could be causing you problems now, but you haven't connected the dots as to how it is affecting you today and holding you back. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, each knows what church they were raised in. By now, they've heard the error in the doctrines, and we renounce those doctrinal beliefs that have Antichrist spirits attached to them. We bind those spirits now. Every spirit that came into us through sitting under doctrines that had Antichrist spirits in them, I bind them and break their power and command them to go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of error, Antichrist spirits, go in the name of Jesus. Every doctrine that would deny Jesus Christ, I command you to go. Spirits attached to those doctrines, go in the name of Jesus. And I loose the spirit of truth. I loose the spirit of truth that we might understand the truth of your word and who you are. And I just break all the curses that came through those Antichrist denominational doctrines in Jesus' name. And we break the evil soul ties with people that were in those doctrines, that we were friends with, or even relatives, grandma, grandpa, whatever. We just put down ancestor worship right now. We can love the person, but we don't have to receive all of what they were involved with. Especially if it's going to do us harm. We break soul ties with them and send their souls and spirits back to them and call back our souls and spirits to ourselves, cleansed and sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now every spirit has to go. Every spirit of Antichrist, get out in Jesus' name. Along with that bastard curse is rejection. There's also curses that come. There are so many curses. So many curses. We can't cover them all in this teaching. But the spirit of rejection, if you have that bastard curse, you feel rejected. And it causes you to, let me tell you how wicked the spirit of rejection is. And this will help you understand people, others, better. The spirit of rejection will cause a person to behave in a manner that will cause you to reject them. People that are rejected, they need lots of attention. I call them like a deep, dark hole of need that you can never fill up because it's a spirit. It has to be cast out. You can't love them enough. You can't give them enough. You can't do enough for them. And they will just suck the life out of you. That's what rejection does. There are deaf and dumb spirits attached to rejection, learning disabilities, arrested development. I believe that it's the root of depression. You know, I've suffered a 4-year depression. I know about depression. But you know what I learned when I was healed of depression? It was a divine healing through an encounter with Jesus. I learned that depression, medicine will call it a disease. What I know is it was a symptom of an identity crisis because I didn't know who I was. But when Jesus came and showed me who I was, the depression was instantly gone. I was filled with a joy and a life and a zeal that's never left me. Because once you know who you are in Christ, I told this to a girl last camp. I said, listen, as long as you know the love of Jesus Christ, you won't worry about who else loves you. It's the fear of not being loved. We all have this great need to be loved. And you are loved. Jesus Christ, God loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. So, Father, I bind the spirit of rejection that causes them to feel unloved, unworthy of love. They don't deserve to be loved. This is one reason a lot of women stay in abusive relationships. They feel like they don't deserve anything better. I bind that spirit of rejection now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I command you to leave God's people. They are not rejected. It is written they are accepted in the beloved. Now you spirit of rejection, loose them and go in Jesus' name. Lord, I loose upon them the spirit of adoption. I loose upon them the spirit of adoption whereby they can cry, Abba, Father. I break that ceiling, that brass ceiling from rejection and the bastard curse. I break that bastard curse in the name of Jesus Christ. You are a child of God the Father, legitimately born through the blood of Jesus Christ. I come against that antichrist spirit. I come against learning disabilities. I bind you and break your power and command you to go. You deaf and dumb spirit, go in the name of Jesus. I activate the mind of Christ that they received when they accepted you as Savior. I activate that mind of Christ right now. I bind arrested development and command it to get out now in Jesus' name. I speak a supernatural maturity to each one, to the chronological age that they are. All arrested development, go. Childishness, foolishness, go in the name of Jesus. Immaturity, go in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the power of the curse of sin and rebellion. I break it in Jesus' name. I command it to go. All the spirits that were born in us from the curse of sin, I command you to go now. I break your power and command you to go. I loose righteousness upon you. I bind unrighteousness and command it to go in Jesus' name. Stubbornness, which is the sin of witchcraft, stubbornness, go in the name of Jesus. Stiff-necked rebel, Leviathan, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. All stubbornness, go. Unrighteousness, unclean spirits, I bind unclean spirits right now and command you to go. In Jesus' name, I break your power. Come out in the name of Jesus, all unclean spirits. Guilt, shame, I bind you and break your power. You know what? I was born with a false guilt. Just felt guilty about everything. I hadn't even done anything. How cruel is that? You know, generationally inherited curses. I've never been molested, but I've suffered all the manifestations and the symptoms of being molested. But it was in the bloodline. See, those are called familiar spirits then. If that person back there got molested or raped or whatever, And then you come along, and you haven't been molested or raped, but you're showing signs and symptoms of someone who has been molested or raped. It's the familiar spirit of the raped and the molested that comes down the bloodline. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I break the generationally inherited curses off of God's people that came down through their father's bloodline. I break them now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every spirit that follows them down their father's bloodline, I command it to go. I give leave to the familiar spirit of all of those that were their ancestors. I give leave to the familiar spirit. I bind and break the power of the generationally inherited curses that came down through their mother's bloodline. Go in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that came in through the mother's bloodline, go in the name of Jesus. And I give leave to all the familiar spirits that have followed them down through their mother's bloodline. You go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I give leave to familiar spirits that came with you from those denominational doctrines. All the familiar spirits that are on you. You know, sometimes you can look at a person and, well, I know a lady, every time I looked at her, I thought she was a nun. Well, she was raised Catholic. She wasn't Catholic now. But see, those familiar spirits come, they follow you. I give leave to all those familiar spirits in the name of Jesus. Running from God, hiding from God, an unhealthy fear of God. I bind that unhealthy fear of God that causes you to hide from Him instead of running to Him to be forgiven and cleansed. I bind that spirit and command it to go in Jesus' name. I break your power in Jesus' name. Running and hiding from God, fear of God, the wrong kind of fear of God. I break your power and command you to go. Self-righteousness. I bind spirits of self-righteousness and break your power. Religious spirits that cause you to feel righteous just because you're religious, following traditions instead of the true spirit of Jesus Christ. I bind those spirits of self-righteousness and religious spirits. I break your power and I command you to come off of God's people now in Jesus' name. Disobedience, go in the name of Jesus. I loose upon them obedience. A desire to obey God in Jesus' name. I come against all haughtiness, and pride. Go in the name of Jesus. Contrite spirits, go. Being contrite and contentious, go in Jesus' name. Spirits of whoredom, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. Whoredom, all spirits of whoredom, seducing spirits, go in the name of Jesus. That serpentine spirit, go in the name of Jesus. We sever the head of that serpent right now. I command it to come out in Jesus' name. All perverse spirits, you know, a perverse spirit can make you hear things backwards. Sometimes whenever you can be talking to somebody and they hear just the opposite of what you said. That's a perverse spirit and a lying spirit. I bind a lying spirit in Jesus' name. I command you to shut up and go in the name of Jesus. And lies to them all the time, telling them, no, you'll never be good enough. You may as well just forget it. Those kind of lies. You don't deserve to live. You ought to just kill yourself. I bind those lying spirits in the name of Jesus. And I command you to shut up and go in Jesus' name. And you know what? When those things come to you, that's exactly what you need to do. I command you to shut up and go in the name of Jesus. You know, we're going to have to start standing up and operating in the power and authority that Jesus Christ has given us. We're not helpless. And we're not powerless. He's given us permission to use His name.
Thank you.
I come against hard-heartedness in the name of Jesus. Being hurt. I come against all the hurt and betrayal, the lies that people have experienced. I speak to their broken hearts. I speak healing to the broken heart. The wounded spirit, even from being in the loins of their forefathers, wounded spirits and brokenheartedness. Sorrow and grief, go in the name of Jesus. I bind all deception. Deception, go in the name of Jesus. The spirit of error, go in the name of Jesus. I speak to the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Let me say something. There is a process there that happened in Genesis that we need to take note of. And let me, okay, it's in Genesis 3, 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eye, there's the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Right there is the lust of the eye. See, first you look, and I did a teaching called Seducing Spirits. That was a really intense teaching. God opened that up, and you can look at Proverbs chapter 7 and see how that seduction works. It's the same thing as happened to Eve, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
That's our line change for anybody that...
Online, LHBCOnline.com, okay. You did put a bunch more, didn't you? Okay. Okay, now I want to bind and break the power of the curse of death. I bind that curse of death right now, and I break its power. The one that came in through Adam and Eve, that came to all of us, I break that curse of death right now in the name of Jesus. It says that the blood of Jesus Christ abolished death. So I command all spirits of death that have been working in your body to come out now in Jesus' name. Come out of their bones. Come out of the blood. Come out of their organs. Come out of their minds in Jesus' name. All spirits of death, go in the name of Jesus. Degenerative diseases, go in the name of Jesus. The spirit of death, I speak to the spirit of death. I break your power and command you to go. All infirmities, I'm speaking, name your infirmity. Whatever you have, name your infirmity. I bind that infirmity right now and I break your power and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Get out. You are trespassing on God's property. I come against all generationally inherited diseases that came down through your mother's bloodline. Go in the name of Jesus. We break your power with the blood of Jesus Christ. All generationally inherited diseases from the mother's bloodline and the father's bloodline. I don't know which one I did first. But both of them, the mother and the father. I break those, the power of those generationally inherited diseases. In Jesus' name, all weakness, go. Feebleness of mind and body, go. The foul spirit, go. In Jesus' name. Age-related illnesses, arthritis, osteoporosis, all of those that have to do with age, I just bind them right now and break their power. Name one if you've got it. Age-related illnesses, Alzheimer's, fear of Alzheimer's. I bind the fear of Alzheimer's and break its power. All arthritis, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, I don't even know them all, but if you've got one, you command it to go right now. Break its power and command it to get out of you in the name of Jesus Christ. All heart disease, I bind heart disease and break your power and command you to go. Blood disorders, all blood disorders, go in the name of Jesus. Bone diseases, go in the name of Jesus. All digestive problems, you know, those are fear, rooted in fear. So many people have acid reflux, ulcers, all these things that have to do with your digestive system. Irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, hemorrhoids, all those things. I just come against all digestive problems from your mouth to the other end in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. All joint problems, shoulder problems, knee problems, hip problems, jaw problems, every joint in your body. I just command any spirits of infirmity in your joints, get out now in the name of Jesus. Fear of death and all the bondages that have held you. because of fear of death, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. All hearing problems, come out of the ears. All spirits of deafness, go in Jesus' name. Spirits of dumbness, go in the name of Jesus. And Father, I break every oath right now that was made on their behalf while they were in the loins of their ancestors. I break those oaths now, and all of the curses because of those oaths, I break them now in Jesus' name and command them to go. All eye problems, those aging things that cause presbyopia, or I don't know, my husband could tell you, although he has got an eyeglass business, but all the eye problems that have been age-related, nearsightedness, farsightedness, every perversion in the eye, I bind you and break your power. The fainting spirit, just being weak and faint and not being able to stand up and do what you need to do, all fainting spirits, go. Chronic fatigue, go in the name of Jesus. The word says that it's the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, it's there. It will quicken your mortal body. That means it will give life to that which was dead. I speak to everything that has been affected by death in our bodies. I speak to it, and I speak resurrection life to it right now in the name of Jesus. I speak a quickening to our bodies and our minds in Jesus' name. I break every self-inflicted word spoken curse. Every self-inflicted, you know, I'm just so stupid. I can't do anything. Blah, blah, blah. All those things that we say. I break all those self-inflicted words spoken curses, and I break every spoken word curse that's been spoken over you by your parents, by teachers, by spouses, by siblings. In the name of Jesus, I break every word spoken curse that's been spoken against you in the name of Jesus Christ. All negative confessions, I break the power of negative confessions. I come against strokes and heart attacks right now in the name of Jesus. All strokes and heart attacks. Every disease known to mankind and those that haven't even been discovered yet, I come against cancer in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of cancer. If there's tumors, fibroids, lumps, whatever that is connected with cancer, I break your power right now. The blood of Jesus Christ has broken the power of cancer in Jesus' name. And I apply the shed and resurrected blood right now to everybody, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, through every cell in your body. I say this in Jesus' name. Now I loose the spirit of righteousness. I loose the spirit of truth. I loose upon you holiness. I loose grace, supplication, obedience, a clean heart, and a right spirit. Lord, restore in us a clean heart and a right spirit. I loose the spirit of excellence. I loose the spirit of counsel and might. I loose the spirit of meekness. I loose the spirit of glory. I loose upon you a humble spirit, a hearing ear, and the mind of Christ. I loose the spirit of God. I loose the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of the life in Christ Jesus. And I loose resurrection life into every saint in the name of Jesus. I bless you with health. I bless you with wholeness. I bless you with soundness. I bless you with peace. I bless you with vitality and energy. And I speak restoration to any damage. I speak a reversal that has been done by any disease in your body. I speak a reversal to it right now in the name of Jesus. And I say, be made whole in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for this food. We thank you for the food that we've had throughout this camp. We thank you for all of those that have prepared it. We ask you to bless it to the nourishment of our bodies in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thank you.